here up at the training session, the Thursday night training session with Terra's manager, Mark Moseley, ahead of our weekend clash with St Albans City. Mark, St Albans are currently in the relegation zone. I know you're one that doesn't look at league tables particularly, especially it's still reasonably early. We've played them twice this season, we know them quite well, but it promises to be another challenge at the Bob Lucas Stadium this Saturday, doesn't it?
It's definitely going to be a difficult one for us. I think St Albans obviously haven't played them twice this season. They've seen us up close. I'm sure they're going to be trying their best to stop our threats, or you know, the areas where we exploit against them. So yeah, it's going to make it even more difficult. They're a good side, St Albans. They've been established in that Conference South. They've got a very experienced management team down there. They're probably potentially in a bit of a false position at the moment, and they're going to be fighting for their lives. So it has all the ingredients of a really tough game. So we certainly won't be taking anything for granted. We look at each game in isolation, as you know, and like you said, I don't really look at form or anything like that. We do our due diligence and treat each game uniquely. So we'll do that again. We'll look to put our best foot forward, look at, you know, how our game plan, and try to stop their threats and get the most out of our ones as well.
It's off the back of obviously the very unfortunate FA Trophy defeat at Barnet. It's been a week, obviously, since then, so it's been a good week's preparation for you guys during this week as we go into this game. Is there still a bit of taste in your mouth from that game, or is it very much, that's gone now, let's move on?
I think you can't get hung up about it too long. We've learned some valuable lessons from the game to carry on into the next part of our season and our campaign. But yeah, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. Like I said, we've analysed the game, we've looked at it, we'll look to improve in certain areas. But what I can say is the reaction from the boys and the actual performance as a whole was very good against a very good Barnet side. I think they're probably the best team we'll play this season, and we gave them a very good run for their money. And on another day, with, you know, both goals were dubious. You know, yeah. We had claims, you know, it's a handball for the first one and a tight offside decision for the second one. But, you know, we had VAR, both of them wouldn't have been allowed. But, you know, but they're the difference. But what I can say, look, they had some quality, and we didn't start quick enough. We didn't get out the traps quick enough. So again, an area for us to improve. But when we did get to grips with them, I thought we swung the game back into our favour, and I thought we gave a very good account of ourselves. So yeah, it was ultimately disappointment at the end of it. But again, there's plenty of positives we can take from that game.
Just two games left at the Bob Lucas Stadium in 2019, obviously St Albans on Saturday, and then the game sandwiched in between the Havant games, home to Oxford City. So four games in over the festive period, and then Welling away after that. I guess the message to the supporters is we're going to need you as much as ever, because, I mean, there's some big football matches going on in there, isn't there?
There's some massive football games to be played over Christmas. It's a real hectic schedule over Christmas, and the lads will certainly earn their keep over Christmas. But yeah, the next game's always the biggest. But you know, we can't look too far ahead from us on the pitch. We can't look no further ahead than Saturday. But you know, what I can say is you know, the way the fans were with us, been with us ever since I've come through the door, but also, you know, particularly Saturday, you know, the disappointment we felt was for them as well, because they've travelled in their numbers and really pushed us, and you know, we want to make them proud, and you know, hopefully they'll come out in their numbers and get right behind us, because it's an exciting time for the club. You know, we've done well to get to where we are, and we're going to have to keep fighting and battling and working our socks off to try and stay in there. You know, just the challenges is massive, but it's one we're very much looking forward to. But to overcome them challenges, we need our fans, because it's such a big positive for us, for our boys. I know how much everyone enjoys playing at home and playing in front of our own fans. So yeah, hopefully they'll come out in their numbers and get behind us.
And just finally for me, a Christmas message from yourself will go out, as well as a few of the players. We had a few takes at it, but we won't go there. We'll let them see. We'll let them see for themselves. But just on a serious note, just another word for the club, as how far we've come, and the supporters in general, and what, let's face it, has been a very successful 2019 for our football club.
Yes, and we spoke before, haven't we? Where it's not until you sort of ask that question you actually sit back and take it in. But yeah, it has been. It was a great 2019 for the club. We achieved our aim, which was to get into this division. But you know, now we've done that, the goalposts move and the next challenge is there. So we never sit back and really reflect and look back. But I suppose at Christmas, sometimes, you know, coming to the end of a year, sometimes a little bit of reflection you know, shows just how hard everyone's worked at this football club, and they've done a fantastic job. But the job's not finished yet. So yeah, we've certainly enjoyed this year, but it just makes you hungry for more, doesn't it? Really. So, you know, just make sure we carry on working hard, keep dreaming, keep believing, and see what 2020 brings.
Let's hope 2020 is, if it's anywhere near as good as 2019, we'll be very happy. Well, Mark, all that's left to say is a very Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we hope you have a fantastic Christmas with your family.
Yes, thanks very much, and happy Christmas to everyone as well.
Cheers.